Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Turner Barber. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Percy Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Percy Jones. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee King. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Goldie Rapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Tony. Pitching for the New York Giants, Fred Tony. And now, play ball. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Hollocker reaches second base with a double. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns throws the ball into Frisch, who tags Terry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hollocker moves to third. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes juggles the ball. That's an error on Grimes. Burns moves to second. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch bunts towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Bancroft moves to second. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. Bancroft scores. Youngs moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barber. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Youngs scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of King. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Youngs throws the ball in to Rapp, who tags Sullivan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal bunts towards third. Rapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Fred Tony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tony hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal has Snyder trapped. There's the throw to O'Farrell and back to Deal, who tags Snyder for the out. Tony moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 0 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Youngs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Farrell scoops up the ball and tags Youngs for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0 for 1 in the game. Meisel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimes moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 1 in the game. Deal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapp is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Tony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tony is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tony hits a line drive into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Robertson pinch hits for Percy Jones. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barber takes first base on ball 4. O'Farrell moves to second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hollocker bunts towards third. Rapp fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Farrell moves to third. Barber moves to second. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meisel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimes moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Paul Parrott now pitching. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 2 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hippo Vaughn now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 2 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bancroft moves to second. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Youngs hits a pop-up towards third. Deal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barber takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hollocker hits a pop-up towards third. Rapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Rapp hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Hollocker. King moves to second. Eddie Brown pinch hits for Paul Parrott. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. King moves to third. Snyder moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. King scores. Snyder scores. Brown moves to third. It's 6-5, Cubs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-3 in the game. Bancroft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Burns moves to second. It's Cubs, 6, Giants, 6. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frisch. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Frisch steals second. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Youngs hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Meisel who is chasing the ball. Youngs reaches third base with a triple. Burns scores. Frisch scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-6, Giants. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Slim Sally now pitching. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Terry hits a fly ball towards center. King settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on King. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry moves to second. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mysel bunts towards the mound. Sally fields it and throws to first for the out. Terry moves to third. Grimes moves to second. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rapp has Terry trapped. There's the throw to Snyder and back to Rapp, who tags Terry for the out. Grimes moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-3 in the game. Deal hits a line drive into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, King hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Rapp bunts towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kelleher pinch hits for Hippo Vaughn. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Barber hits a line drive into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Speed Martin now pitching. Slim Sally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bancroft hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mysel, who is chasing the ball. Bancroft reaches third base with a triple. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Giants. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bancroft tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-6, Giants. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Youngs hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Terry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mysel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.